And they were dumb enough.
That's it, like 22nd in state?
Yeah, 22nd in state. And the whole group of them were dumb enough to think that I know something about baseball. And they asked me to come down and be part of the chat and the conversation. Guys like James Fegan and Kevin Powell and Herb is going to be there too.
Very Soxy weekend.
Hanging out and talking Sox and Sox probably appeal. Getting into a whole bunch of trouble
time
as well.
Explosion.
It is. It's a very Soxy time for us, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds great.
Get a nice little weekend too.
Molly sounds a little envious.
Come through. I'll be honest with you. What time is it? It's after the.
It runs from 8 to midnight.
Oh, boy. Well, I got up at 3.
You need is that you go home. You have a couple of a gin or two, a little nap.
Oh my gosh!
And then back up, and then you're right back to Reggie's Live. You'll be great.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. That's very tempting because that's a good crew. I'd love to see everybody and get out. Nice, I'm going tomorrow.
Nice of Coop to leave his spit cup. I thought Doug Buffone was back. And this reminds you of working with Doug.
It was so great seeing Coop. That was awesome.
I wish this was on the stream.
He was just great. He's absolutely great.
Why would you? Okay. You're not going to throw it out. It's nowhere near you, and yet you reached your arm out as far as you could and pushed it.
Toward him. Thank you.
Yeah.
Toward me.
What?
What's wrong with you? A bunch of...
Because I don't have enough experience with this. Oh, no, those aren't crumbs, Dan. They're not crumbs.
Okay. Coop's great. You could hear the excitement.
Yeah, he's very excited.
Everybody.
He should be.
Why wouldn't you be if you're in his position? You've got all these live young arms.
He loves winning ball games and teaching at the same time.
Right.
And he gets to do exactly that with each one of those guys. And you guys talked with him about Keuchel some too. It'll be fascinating to see how those two guys begin to shape how they want to shape the next generation of pitchers.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think... You know, Keuchel has a reputation of understanding how to kind of pass this stuff along. You know, I mean, he's one of these guys.
He's
like
a willing,
Shields,
yeah. He's a willing mentor.
He's willing to give you a couple of things. I don't think he's going to sit you down and say, "Here's how you do it, young blood." But when you're around and going to have the conversations, he is one of the guys that seems to want to talk. He's not one of the guys who wants to shut you down.
I wish we had asked him about that because I know from talking to him in the past that Coop is not a big. You know, we need the influence in the clubhouse kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I have been known to just kind of, I believe I threatened to jump out the window if I heard one more reference to Chase Daniel holding guys' hands.
Who was
the other guy? Who was here? Sanchez. Yeah,
that was when my guy.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I did. I nearly went head first.
Do you remember when the Cubs re-signed old Greg Maddux when it was the second go-round for Maddux?
Yeah. As a fifth starter.
And his whole thing was, don't ask me about being a mentor. He didn't even want to talk about it.
But remember, Marshall would sit next to him and take notes and stuff during the game.
That's the thing.
And when he won the Cy Young, I thought, wow, that was all on Matt. Oh, no, wait.
Yeah.
That never happened. Because it doesn't happen.
But John Lester is that guy, though, for the Cubs.
That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between being a mentor and guys that are willing to help you pick some stuff up. I'm thinking about, you know, it's the difference between sitting down and here's how you pack your suitcase and Crash Davis, you know, on the minor league bus and
a guy
like Craig Kimbrell willing to talk to Yu Darvish about the spike curve and now he's got a 15th pitch. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a spectrum there.
If you're going to have Mark Sanchez there to hold someone's hand, then why not just name him to the coaching staff and be done with it? Why pretend that he's going to be a player?
I don't think Sanchez is going to get any starts in this White Sox rotation.
Connor, that's interesting, though, with Keuchel's reputation and how he is, because this is a staff of young pitchers. They're still young. But Giolito and Kopech would see.